Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast that will explore ways to preserve harmony and to prevent harmful conflict in valued relationships, and also ways to resolve conflict effectively and to restore harmony if damaging conflict should occur. We will delve into specific tips to manage conflict in life and into much broader topics touching on conflict, actual and potential, good and bad, in the world around us. I'm your host, Jane Bettle, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. Who makes the first move? We tend to hesitate when taking action to address a conflict, the negative kind. There are plenty of possible causes: inertia, hurting your bargaining position, fear of appearing weak, not knowing what to do. Usually, someone needs to make the first move. You have probably noticed that I often speak directly to you. I suggest actions you might take, actions you might avoid, and perspectives you might consider. I do not suggest actions the other person might take. I don't suggest that the other person might look at things differently from a changed perspective, although I do champion the idea of another person having a perspective different from yours, and that a perspective different from yours is not necessarily inferior to yours. But back to actions taken and words spoken. Today, of course, words spoken may have a much broader meaning than words said out loud with one's voice. Words spoken can include texts, email messages, actual letters on paper, emojis, photos, social media posts, comments on someone else's posts, and more. Parenthetically, mind reading, yours or the other person's, remains a dicey proposition and is a reliable catalyst for causing damaging conflict. When I encourage you to do something, to make the first move, to be the person who takes a pause before speaking, the person who uses creativity to manage conflict, it's not because I'm asking you to be the bigger person. You can ask that of yourself if you would like. So why you? The most fundamental reason is that I can't ask the other person to make the first move, and neither can you. You can control your own behavior. It's tough to control someone else's. If you care about the relationship, you don't want damaging conflict to start, to escalate, or to continue. You want to take action to improve the situation. Because my focus, most of the time, is on relationships that matter, I'm not here to discuss winning tactics in hardball negotiations. However, let's consider whether you really are at some disadvantage when you make the first move in a continuing relationship that's in conflict. Probably not. You might be viewed as magnanimous or thoughtful. You can decide to take action, speak up, suggest a pause sooner rather than later, before more damage is done. When you have decided to take the initiative, you have some control over mode of communication, time, place, and who is present. You can make choices that help you move the ball forward effectively. If you are successful in genuinely helping to manage this conflict well, you will gain confidence that you are becoming more skilled at handling conflict. And, of course, if you decide that you are fascinated by conflict, let's talk. There aren't many of us, and we should connect. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please subscribe, through one of the major apps. You can also find the show on the web by searching for Crafting Solutions to Conflict. For those of you who are new to listening to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing to podcasts is free. Comments or ideas about the podcast, let me know at JB, as in my initials, at dovetailresolutions.com. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettle.